hopeful, regardless of the outcome. Boost of positive energy without one. Sorry about the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meals. I piss them off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators on a homogly field. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers in a fresh rugs. Call me private label, I'll be leaving.
Episode 188 of the Permaculture Pimpcast. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. How you doing, honey?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Michelle, if you don't know already, the Homestead Honey. And here we are at Perma Pastures Farm. This episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam! Heaven's Harvest, y'all. 10% off with promo code PERMA. Remember, go out there, source all the stuff you need to get yourself prepared, especially in this new year. And then whatever you can't get, go check out Heaven's Harvest. Look, there's a whole lot of dry goods you can get yourself, a lot of fat you can get yourself. But if you want prepared meals or you don't have a freeze dryer and you want to put back some meat and you don't want to can it, check out Heaven's Harvest. They also got a wide selection of a lot of other things that might help you in your preparedness journey. All right, Fountain App, y'all. You can listen to us over there, and some of you might be right now on the way to work. Bam! Heaven's, I'm sorry, Fountain App. Yeah. So as you can tell, we're not in the typical record on YouTube thing. So it's throwing me a little bit off, but that's okay. Fountain App, y'all, you can listen to us over there if you are already. Wonderful. And you can drop a derivation of Bitcoin called sats or satoshis. So if you like to drop some SATs on some PIMPs, feel free to drop it over there on the Fountain App. Hey, y'all, I've been kind of forgetting to tell everybody out here. So there's a lot of people that ask where they can go to get a permaculture design certificate, how they can do it online. Is there some affordable way? Look, not even going to kid you. The number one best PDC probably on planet Earth is Jeff Lawton. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree. He's an excellent teacher.
Yeah, not even a close second. But it's very expensive. And a lot of people, especially with things being what they are not going to be able to afford that. But if you want to get the same information but packaged differently, and it's still a very, very good course. I went through it myself. It's through Nicholas Bertner at School of Permaculture. And right now, if you put in promo code PIMP, P-I-M-P, it's going to drop the lifetime membership from $1,500 to $550. And then here's the best part. $50 goes to Vets for Child Rescue. You know what? I can actually say that now.
Yeah, we can speak freely.
Well, how about that? Since we're not on YouTube, we're general population, as as my man Bear calls it. So, yeah. So if anybody over there is looking for any reason to go out there and get your PDC, he's got one, y'all, where it's even $25 a month. So you don't necessarily have to go out there and get the lifetime membership. You know, everybody is struggling in some capacity or another these days. So it's important to get this information. And he's a really good instructor. Like I said, I've been through it myself and it is well worth it. All right. So straight into the farm news. How you doing, baby?
Pretty good. A little sore today, but working through it.
Yeah. We need to talk about that right off the bat. So tell them what you did yesterday and what you were suffering from.
So yesterday I was working on my ruck march that I'm training for, the Memorial Baton Death March. And I was doing my longer ruck march and I wanted to do it at a place where the mileage was marked out, which was at the park. So I knew I had a general idea of how far I was going, and it was concrete, which I should have known better, but walking on concrete is extremely hard on your joints. I don't have any issues. When I'm walking up and down the driveway, I don't have any joint issues, but walking on concrete just beat up my hips. So I'm paying for it today.
Well, you were. And then this morning, look, y'all, we need to go call Ripley's, because when I give her any kind of medical advice, she'll usually blow me off, or I'm like, say, hey, try this. She'll blow me off. And that's, don't look at me like that. You know, I'm absolutely right, because it's a doggone truth. So I had to package it and tell her what I learned from somebody else.
That's not
and then
true.
All of a sudden,
that is not true. I listen to you. It's just,
it just goes in one ear and out the other.
No,
that's all.
It's just, you can get a bit bossy at times.
What? From the queen of being bossy. Yeah.
No, whatever. I'm surprised. It's shocking to me that you're not the oldest child, that you're towards the youngest.
What ever. Anyway, she's in pain this morning and, you know, probably on the verge of having an attitude. So I'm like, hey, I learned this little method from this guy. And honestly, I'd never done it myself. I'd seen Clint Ober. I got his book downstairs. I started reading it. It's about grounding and all that stuff, all the things related to it. And I've seen him in a number of interviews where he's saying, look, if you have a particular ailment, touch that side, either ground it or lay naked on the ground, whatever the case may be. And everybody thought he was crazy. And so I told her, we got this grounding mat that we got from Redemption Shield. And I was like, look, this is what I heard from Clint Ober. Put it on the affected spot and don't get up until you feel better. So look, y'all, if you only knew how impossible it is to get her to stay still for any period of time. And she managed to do it. I was like, okay, put this on your, it was your right hip.
Right. It's my right hip. And the first time, I don't know how long I sat there, but it healed. I mean, it was significantly better. And usually if you've got,
it was about 30 minutes.
It was 30 minutes. Okay. Yeah. Because the second time I sat down, I sat down for an hour. And by the time I stood up, it was very, very much improved to the point that it had almost completely gone away.
Yeah. And you jumped up and said to me, you're like, hey, this thing is like almost gone. So it was, look, for all of you folks out there that may, I don't know what you may be dealing with, a sore muscle, hurt knees, ankles that don't feel right or whatever. They make all these different devices you can use, but all she did was took this, it was a grounding mat that we got. I think it's like a 10 by 22 or something like that. Not even really meant for that. I mean, it's meant to be a foot mat or meant to be like something you put on your computer desk where you stay grounded. That's all we used and it worked.
But I was also, even if we didn't have that, I was at the point where I would have gone outside, laid down on the ground.
Well, you even offered to do that when I told you about what he suggested. And I was like, well, let's try this plan B. So it was literally put that on the affected area and it works. So folks, look, man, I don't get anything. I'm not going to sell you any snake oil and I'm not going to sit here and tell you to do something that we don't do.
Right.
There's not one thing. There is not one thing I've ever promoted or looked after that if I didn't know the full test of it, like at first, you know, I talked about the shungite and then I tested it and I'm like, okay, this stuff is exactly what they say it is. So then you and I ordered some necklaces. This stuff ain't cheap, but I'm like, okay, I know that it does what it was purported to do. So, okay, I'll make another investment. And so I bought three more of those mats today from Redemption Shield. So I literally bought three more of them today. So how do you feel right now? Is it coming back?
No, it's significantly improved. Like if I sit down and I don't have the mat, then it's a little stiff when you stand up. But compared to this morning, I was having trouble.
Well, you moving couldn't even the walk upstairs.
Yeah, I was having trouble moving the animals this morning, and usually after you sit down for any significant amount of time, you're a little stiff and sore. But after using that mat, it improved. I would say 80%.
See, they sell all these different items where you can literally take these probes and put them on the affected spot where it hurts. And I'm like, well, man, I don't know what those things cost. They don't seem to be very expensive, but man, look, you could have gotten exactly the same effect if you were to go sit on your butt in the grass.
Right. And so it's a little,
you don't have to buy a mat.
Right. Right.
So you could have done that. And then I also, that DIY copper sheet that I had, you know, we were going to wrap you up in it.
Right.
And then do the same thing. So, you know, that was another way of doing it too. But look, the stuff works. I mean, if you can get outside, I mean, yeah, it might be a little bit cold for somebody to be sitting out there for an hour.
But if you don't have a mat and you have chronic pain, now you have to make sure it's bare skin. You can't go out in a, like, any sort of material on between you and the ground.
Right. Well, if you do, look, I've tested it. It works better if you have a natural fiber like, you know, cotton or something like that, but it still doesn't completely discharge you. I know because I've tested it, whether or not, you know, okay, so how well am I grounded if I have these wool socks on? Well, if I'm walking around at about 10 millivolts, I found out that when you have a fiber on, whether it's cotton, well, I haven't checked cotton, but I mean, wool is all I wear for socks. And, you know, it's as natural. I'm sure it's going to be comparable to cotton. And it brought you down. It brought me down to maybe two. But you should go to zero if you're completely discharging. So it's always better to use your bare skin on this stuff, y'all. So I'm just telling y'all this. It's that important. I mean, there are natural healing modalities that exist out there, and they don't cost you a dime. Yeah, if you want to go buy a heat mat, I mean a grounding mat, yeah, go over to Redemption Shield and use our promo code PERMA. Get you 10% off. But that's not really what I'm trying to say. You don't need to do that. Gave some DIY solutions right there on the Patreon.
Right.
That was one of those things. But at the end of the day, you know, these things exist out there. There are natural ways to get yourself feeling light years better. I've been grounding every single chance I get. I ground. Every single chance I get, I'm doing deep breathing. That's why I suggested another thing, that healing with Sandy. Every single chance I get, I have overlaid, and I've talked about it before, and I've been doing it more and more often I need to do it more while I'm getting ready to go to sleep. But that's basically, I got the Book of Psalms overlaid with healing frequencies, and it just soothes you. And plus I'm putting a word in my brain at the same time. So there are these natural folks. Reason why I'm beating this thing up. We're in this new year. Ask everybody out there, and I don't care what side of the spectrum they're on. If they're an honest prognosticator of the things that are likely to unfold, they're telling you that things are going to get weird and crazy. And you know what? For the record, they've been saying that since what, 2016?
At least.
Yeah. So here we are in 2024. We're in an election year. All likelihood, things are going to get very, very stupid. So we better come up with these natural healing modalities. That's even part of the reason why I got into the microgreens, or wanted you to get into it, pushed you so much. And then I got involved as well, thinking, okay, if you got to be able to get in all these vitamins and minerals and you live in a small place.
Right. Or if it's wintertime and you're not producing your green vegetables.
Right. And then doing the other thing, like we just did yesterday, where we mixed in some compost along with the coconut core, where, Eric even sent me a text, Eric Sider. He sent me a text saying, hey man, if, I never understood how this stuff can be so vitamin rich when it's sitting in an inert medium. And that was exactly what I said as well. So I'm like, okay, even if you did nothing but sprinkle a little bit of compost in there, the way it works, when you understand how these things work in our soil, where the plant shoots out exudates, basically it's a substance. Just look at it as you sneezing, breathing. It's whatever comes out of you. Well, the plant has to put that out to feed the microbes in the soil. The microbes in turn get a shopping list from the plant. The plant's basically saying to the bacteria and fungi, look, if you guys want to be fed, you better go get me my shopping list. And those bacteria and fungi are the only thing that know how to break down those aggregates. So they form these aggregates with minerals in the soil. And I'm trying not to make it too heady to lose anybody here, but the bottom line is, if we can take that and add it into that medium, there is no way it does not improve
the nutrition.
Right.
Right.
No way it doesn't. No way it doesn't. So that's exactly what we're thinking about doing. So we're trying this. It's why we got rid of the bad news section in this whole thing. The whole reason is that in this coming year, you better have natural healing modalities, whether it's grounding, getting that sunlight. Neither one of those cost you a dime. Growing microgreens can be very, very inexpensive, and people spend a fortune for those. I know we were.
Right.
Or at least I was. So there's all these different healing modalities that exist, and we are exploring them as much as we possibly can. Another one, we've talked about it before, and I'm going to get back into it. That's part of what we're doing in this, at least I am, is I'm going to increase my fasting regimen, where basically for 3 months now, I guess, maybe more, I've kind of been eating whatever I want. So I've gotten myself back up. You know, when I did that video with my shirt off, I was about 162, which is like bony, bony, bony.
Yeah, that was a little too lean.
Yeah, I was in ninth grade last time I weighed 160 something. I mean, yeah, so it's been a long, long time. I just wanted to see how far I can push it, and I did. But I do know that I can go 3 days just fine doing all the chores that need to get done around here and still perform. Well, you may have to do something like that in the coming days. So this is why we're really, really pounding this stuff. I know it's like permaculture. You want to hear about all this stuff. Well, they go hand in hand. All this stuff goes together. So as far as another one, I had to tell y'all the story about her and the grounding and what it did for her. So yeah, that's definitely, definitely important. Another one. And I was going to talk about a hack in which I use it. And that is the cold showers. And I told Michelle about what I've been doing lately. So I've spoken on this podcast a while back where it's my goal to memorize the entire song. And I'm moving along. Things are coming along. But here's what I did. It is not comfortable in the middle of winter when you do a lot of your work outside to come back in and then jump in a cold shower. So here's one of the things I've been doing. I timed myself because I don't have time to go out there and hit the clock and say, okay, you've been in here X amount of time. So I'm like, well, how do I know? And this, once again, I think it goes back to my permaculture education. It made me come up with this, but I stacked functions. Here's what I've done. So I know that it takes me about a minute and 15 seconds to recite Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Psalm 2, I think it takes about a minute and a little bit more than a minute. So what I've been doing is stacking the function. As soon as I get it as cold as it can get, it takes your breath away. It ain't fun. And I found out that I'm able to do it almost with ease compared to how I have to, you know, I've been going in there and just shivering, counting to 1,001, whatever. No, I go in there, and as soon as it's cold, I start reciting the psalm. So I know exactly how long I've been in there. So I'm going through Psalm 1, Psalm 2. Now I'm going to start going into Psalm 3. But I found out that it makes it 10 times easier for me to accomplish it by doing that. And the benefits, cold showers, that's another thing. Absolutely, positively free. You can spend a lot of money for those. What do they have? Those
cold plunges. They have some. Well, we used a livestock trough when Kendra and I did it and just jumped in. But they have cold plunge tubs on Amazon for like $150.
Well, there you have it. I mean, you can do that, but like you said, all you need is a trough or a bathtub if you got one.
If you have one that's deep enough that you can like submerge your whole body in.
Yeah, you can be up to your neck. But if you're doing it in the shower, here's one of the methods I've been doing. So like I said, stacking functions, it is so much easier for me to get through it because I'm not concentrating on the cold per se. I'm concentrating on
quoting scripture.
Right. And it has made it light years easier for me to do it. So I want to make sure I put that out there too. Everything I'm finding out, y'all, that's the beauty about having Patreon and doing this podcast. At least now I feel unencumbered. At least I'm trying to beat it in my head that I can say whatever I want right now.
I'm trying to remember that too. Like we don't have to censor ourselves.
Yeah. So there's that. So it's trying to unbehave the way we were. Because right now it's just audio format until we're able to figure out how to put this thing on
Rumble.
Yeah. So it's going to be all that. So so some other things going on in a farm is if you're in one of those positions, look, if you're in a place, so many people talk to me about like, man, I got a field full of you name it, or it's just a bunch of mud out there. This is the time of year where you can really push ahead. Instead of rolling out a big round bale, let's say you're feeding hay through the winter. Okay. So consider this, take that hay and stick it over any bare spots you have out there. Let's say it's a square bale. It helps immeasurably. If you can find some stuff that hasn't been sprayed as we have, they exist. They're around. You'll have to look for them, but use that and put it thick on the places that are the worst.
All right.
Whether it's briars, brambles, let's say you've been through there, through the briars, brambles, whatever the case may be, and it's still there. Well, dump a bunch of hay on it. It doesn't matter. If it's something you don't want in that pasture, put a bunch of hay on it. And then through the winter, believe it or not, that's one of your best opportunities to get the microbes to go to work for you. We used to think once upon a time that the most breakdown happens in tropical rainforest, but we now know that's not the case.
Right.
So what happens, Michelle, when we have...
Well, the most breakdown occurs in areas where they have snow. There's a lot of life underneath that snow.
Well, especially as the snow melts, and as it melts, it's doing it in such a slow fashion that it is I don't think we're entirely sure as to how it all unfolds, but we do know that things break down way, way, way faster when they're under snow. So you can use that time if you have a bad, if you have bad soil, you have bad whatever, and if you get any kind of snow, this is a really good time for you to get ahead of that, because it's really favoring your microbes in a massive way that you're not going to get any other way. So that's really, really, I mean, that's really awesome when you break it down like that.
Right.
So some other little farm news. So I'm taking on, you know, through these winter months, I'm trying to learn how to do different things. And so is Michelle. And I was thinking about trying to take up another language, and I'm trying to figure out the best modality in doing that. But in the meantime, there's other things that I historically I just kind of steered away from because I wasn't very good at it. Or it wasn't that I wasn't good at it, I just didn't care to know. And one of those things has been editing, like editing videos and stuff like that. I haven't historically done any of that, but I have been. And what do you think of my progress so far?
Yeah, I think you did a great job. The video that I saw, yeah, I think it was pretty good.
It hasn't been on YouTube or anything yet, but it will be. I mean, it's not that particular video. The videos we got going up, I'm basically doing my own version of the editing, and it's coming along really, really well. I like what I'm doing, and it's a creative endeavor that I would have never thought that I would enjoy. I would have never thought that I would like the process, but I'm realizing that I'm actually kind of good at it. And, you know, I'm going to start editing my own videos before long. So hopefully they're not a complete mess, but you're also doing it too. How's it coming along for you?
It is a creative thing. And whenever there's something creative, I always have to really fight against doing it, getting it done in an efficient manner. And there's a struggle where I'm like, well, I could do this. I could do this. And it would, I run into the problem of it taking me forever to get something done because I'm too busy experimenting with all the different ways that it could be done.
Yeah. Well, that's been a lifelong thing for you. Like, hey, I'm going to go clean up the room. And then 2 hours later, she's still in the same box looking at whatever's
well,
in there.
Well, that's not, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we all got our strengths, but I'm realizing it's a creative pursuit that I didn't see me ever liking. But I'm realizing that I kind of, it's making me kind of, I think it's going to make me be able to tell the story better, seeing it from this side of it, because I'm doing it and I'm really liking the progress. And I'm usually a tough critic of myself, but I really like what I'm doing here and I like how it's coming across. And I'm only a week and a day, or a week and maybe 2 days into knowing how to do this. So, yeah, that's another little thing I'm going to start doing myself. And I'm really liking the progress I'm making. So we'll just see how it all goes. All right, before we get into the good news, y'all, I want to remind you. And look, I don't know if the 20% is still on there. I bought 3 mats today, and it still was. So Redemption Shield, you get 10% off with promo code PERMA, P-E-R-M-A. And it's all things grounding, all things shielding. They were the only company out there that allowed me to go ahead and test their stuff and was told, look, if it doesn't work out, let me know. We'll make it right. So pretty hard to beat when you got a company like that, and their stuff works. We use it. And like we said a moment ago, we had Michelle using it. So Redemption Shield, we got a link down below, 10% off with promo code PERMA, and get yourself squared away. But like I said, also, if you're looking for some DIY things, they exist out there. And at the end of the day, go out there, get in your bare feet and get on the grass. Look, I know it's cold out in most places, and that's the handy part about one of those mats.
Right.
So, you know, good times, bad times, rainy weather, whatever, you know, it's kind of handy to have. But we don't have enough of them. After today, I was like, okay, there is no way on earth I'm not ordering. I think I ordered 3 more of them. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to have them all the way around. And as far as I'm concerned, you know what, to me, I'm thinking this is a whole lot better. It's like you and I talked, it's almost aggravating that all of these natural healing modalities exist and we're just now discovering.
And most of them are just stuff that you can do for free like just go out and get the like the morning sun. That doesn't require anything. Grounding doesn't really require anything.
And it's the polar opposite of what all the people with lab coats are telling you to do.
Exactly.
They're saying stay out of the sun. Don't walk around with bare feet. They've been saying that since I was a kid.
Yeah, put a bunch of sunscreen on before you go out in the sun.
Don't get cold. You know, take a hot shower. All these other things. You can still take the hot shower, but end in cold. Particularly in the daytime, because if you do it too late, honestly, it can keep you up at night. Although I haven't had that effect. But the point being is that everybody seems to think that MD stands for medical deity. It does not. In fact, some of the dumbest people I've ever known in my life had that suffix MD.
Right. We're in the worst health.
Yeah, there's some of the, yeah, absolutely. Some of the worst, some of the people in some of the worst health out there were MDs. Look, y'all, we're going to go straight into the good news. And right off the bat, Bill Clinton to be unmasked is as Doe 36 and identified more than 50 times in Jeffrey Epstein's document dump. So that's the one that's coming out. Like, that's a big surprise. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of other people on there. I mean, these people are wicked. They are beyond wicked. I had Nathan Reynolds. Look, y'all, if you haven't listened to that program, if you haven't checked it out, I encourage you. It's tough to listen to. And he gave you the rated G version. The things these people do are beyond imagining for most of us that have decent sensibilities out there. It is absolutely abhorrent what these people are doing. And they're getting away with it. But now I'm hoping that these people, some of them, maybe they'll see their day in court when it comes around. It's absolutely, how does the Bible put it? It's actually in the Psalms where basically, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but basically evil abounds when the vilest people are exalted. It's something like that. I shouldn't know it by heart, but that's exactly the world we live in right now. I mean, these people are wicked beyond imagining. And some of this is seeing the light of day. 50 times on that plane, you're going to tell me he didn't know there were children on there being raped and murdered and who knows what else over an Epstein Island? I mean, hey, but I'm going to call this good news because at least the harder times get, it seems the more people are waking up. When things are good, nobody wakes up. Nobody hears anything. But as they get tough, then people seem to wake up. All right, so the next one out here, WikiLeaks just dumped all their files online. Everything from Hillary Clinton's emails, McCain's being guilty, Vegas shooting done by FBI sniper, Steve Jobs' HIV letter, Pedro Podesta, Afghanistan, Syria, Iran, Bilderberg, CIA agents arrested for rape, world WHO pandemic. I mean, here it is. And then these are the Clinton emails. So this was listed over on X. It was on Steve Quayle's website. And I haven't gotten into all of it, but apparently WikiLeaks dropped a tactical nuke out there.
So when did they do that?
Apparently it was, let's see here, December 4th is when this thing is dated. So, yeah, I mean, of course, the mainstream prostitutes are never going to cover anything like this, but there you have it.
Right.
So I'm hoping that some of this stuff will get some traction. Like I said, if you're listening to Fox, I know people seem to think fair and balanced. Why? Because they told you, if you look at Fox, CNN, MSNBC, any of them, there's a reason they call it programming. These people are skunks, every last one of them. And I don't care if it's Fox, MSNBC, all of them. They all are Operation Paperclip. In fact, you got Hannity wearing a CIA lapel pin for the longest time. Just openly telling you, yep, here's what I work. Here's who I work for. Here's my master. And honestly, of all the people in this world, if I could put my hands on.
Is he at the top of the list?
He has been for the longest time because he's the worst kind. He's the traitor that Cicero described.
Yeah.
The enemy within. If folks, I wish I had it in front of me right now. The enemy within. Monologue. Well, it's a speech really that was given by Cicero in ancient Rome. Now I'm sure he meant it against Mark Antony, but he talks about the worst enemy are the enemies within, the ones you think are doing your best interests. But meanwhile, They're the people that are pretending to be your friend, but meanwhile working. And then you got people like Hannity. I mean, there's a lot of people on the left too.
Right.
But he in particular, for the longest time, you know, would play this game where he's pretending to be, I mean, honestly, he's the slitheriest. He, and there's a whole gang of them. The thing is, the people on the left are easy to dismiss. It's the people like Hannity that the people that are maybe my age and older are people generally on the right are thinking this guy's legit.
Yeah. They I think they want to believe he's who he says he is.
Well, he and like all the others, I mean, if you see him on TV, y'all, they're skunks. Every last one of them, even some of the ones that have been potentially fired. I've come down like a ton of bricks on Bongino. He, of all people in the security industry, should know what really happened, really, really happened over there during this so-called D-Day invasion that happened right there in Gaza. Impossibility. Impossibility. Anybody in the security arena would know this. And so when he's saying the polar opposite, you know he's bought and paid for too. There's so many of these people. I would love to believe that they were legit, but bottom line is they're all skunks. You know, you got Alex Jones even sitting here for the longest time playing both sides like the Sandy Hook thing.
Yeah.
He gets on there kissing Elon Musk's butt up one side and down the other, telling a whole different story as to where his position was on Sandy Hoax. And that's what it was. You got people like James Fetzer, done extraordinary work. Wolfgang Happig, done extraordinary work, proved that everything you were told about Sandy Hook was a manufactured lie. Ain't even hard to find, ain't hard. And then you get Alex Jones, who was completely behind it, and then all of a sudden, he's done a 180. He's done a 180 on that, done a 180 on his stance on a number of things.
Right.
So, you know, it's people like that that are, I don't know what they got on these people, but they've done a 180 compared to where they used to be. All right, so the third one. All right, should you turn your Wi-Fi off at night for these five health? Well, this article goes through a number of them, but I'll give you some of the highlights here, is that it may be the only time to reduce your daily EMF radiation exposure. Okay, you're sleeping. So do you really need it on? I mean, if nothing else, look, I've tested this stuff. It is Kentucky frying your brain, and I still got to put in work, actually, on how to get those smart meters squared away. Because 9 times out of 10, like the lady at Redemption Shield said to me, yeah, most of the things you're doing with your smart meter, with the typical way people do it, you're helping out your neighbor. You ain't necessarily helping out yourself. So I'm gonna figure out how I go about doing that to where the neighbors and yourself, it's going to take some research, y'all. It takes some time to get that done. It may be the last. So if you're sleeping, this thing is bombarding your mind. Turn it off. You don't need it on anyway. You can sleep better throughout the night. Obviously, they've done tests on this sort of thing. And then check this out. When you sleep better, guess what? You're going to feel better during the day. It also reduces your stress level because we know that when we're being bombarded with these things, look, this doesn't cost you nothing either. Turning that stupid thing off at night, that's another way to reduce your stress level because you don't need to be stressed, obviously, when you're supposed to be healing, which is when you're sleeping. And it reduces your total daily EMF exposure amount. Remember, you're going to generally sleep for about a third of your life. So maybe during that time when you're supposed to rest and digest, it might be the best time in the world for you to actually turn back around and get yourself healed up. So take that third. Look, your kids, whoever else may be a little bit put out. I mean, that's what happened around here at first. Yes.
People weren't happy.
No, they weren't happy. And I'm like, no, this is how it's going to be. We're turning this off. And then there was every excuse in the world. Look, we got along just fine before cell phones.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, I remember.
Remember? What did you have to do? Memorize a telephone number,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and use the telephone. And you could only go so far as the cord would allow you to go.
Right. And you had those long cords you could stretch across the house and stuff like that, which everybody seemed to have back in the day. But the bottom line is that when you get down to brass tacks with a lot of this stuff, we become so dependent on this that we tend to not realize that we can do without it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've talked before about this thing. Strangely enough, it was on NPR where they took these kids, took their phones away from them, and they had addiction specialists out there. They said the only people that behaved as badly were heroin addicts.
I believe it. I mean, you look at the when you go out in public and you see these people just bare their faces are just constantly buried in the phones.
Well, when you look at it, it's okay, you're in a waiting room. Let's say you're getting tires done on your car. Every single person in that room is looking at that phone.
Right.
It's an easy way to pass time. Maybe you got other business that could be done. I've been trying to be very, very deliberate and conscious about how I use this thing anymore. And if I can put it in airplane mode, I will. I mean, if it's that urgent, like I said, back in the day, I remember no matter where you were, we still managed to get a hold of each other when something happened.
Right.
So now I do keep it rather handy when, you know, if I know you're going to be out and about or I'm going to be whatever, then, you know, I'll take the ringer off and, you know, just as a security measure. All right, so we're going to get into the main topic here in a second. We don't have anything from Eric. We don't have anything from Chef Snow or Pastor Lon. They all need some breaks, and we're glad that they're taking a break because they all need it. They work hard, and they go out, and what they do here is this very selfless duty. So thankful for them. And happy New Year to everybody out there. This is New Year's Day. So we're going to cover some of that here in a minute. But before we get into it, EMP Shield. $50 off with promo code PERMA, P-E-R-M-A. And look, I'm not even going to go down the spiel. You know the deal. EMP is more real now than it ever has been. But remember, the number one threat on your home typically is going to be lightning. And they give a guarantee of 25 Gs if anything gets past this thing and gets on down the line. So EMP Shield, $50 off with promo code PERMA. All right, Happy New Year, honey.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, let's hopefully this doesn't turn out to be the winner of our discontent, as Shakespeare said in Richard III. Wow. Here we are, and we got this new year, and everybody makes resolutions, which I don't know what the numbers are, but they got to be pretty high that most people fail. Would you agree?
Yes, I think people probably after the first week probably forget about them.
Yeah, so if you had a gym membership, it was like – when they were going back to school over there at that college, and I have a membership at that college and that whack gym they have. And the day before college started, all these kids in there doing the craziest looking movements I ever seen in my life. Like you're just going to get swole the day before, huh?
In a 24 hour period.
Yeah. And that first week there wasn't a soul in there. So, yeah. So that's exactly how it works for New Year's. So, anybody owns any gyms, I know you're having a good New Year. So let's talk about some of these other things that we plan on doing around here and actually what we've started today. So I made it pretty clear. I jumped on the scale. I was like, okay, I'm 195. Yeah, I got a little bit of spare tire around there. But part of it, I knew that when the first came around, look, for me, it's not a hard thing to keep up with. I don't like how I feel when I eat sugar. Look, monitor your mood before and after you eat sugar and monitor your bathroom cycle before and after you eat gluten.
Right.
And you're going to see some pretty profound differences. So for in this new year, basically right off the bat, the number one thing I'm going to focus on, and yes, it does have something to do with what's going on in the world right now, is going to be health. So starting today, prior to today, I've been eating pretty copious amounts of sugar in the form of ice cream and, you know, that pie you made and the cookies you made and all the other stuff you made. And so sugar, gluten, which I got no business touching. And so it all stopped today, cold turkey. Now, when you have a food, let me just tell you this from experience. If you're accustomed to eating sugar, especially if you eat it on a regular basis, as I have been lately, when you stop, you're going to have 3 days of your brain trying to reset.
For me, it's at least 3 days. Sugar is very difficult for me to detox from. Like the first 3 days are difficult, but it takes a significantly longer period for me to stop wanting sugar. So like one of the things that I do to help with that is just up my protein significantly.
And that does help. That does help. When you feel yourself, if you doubt me, give it a shot. A little trick we learned from pharmacist Ben. Whenever you feel as if you have a sugar craving, if you are hungry, try to eat some protein. Believe it or not, that craving will go away before long. or just muscle through it as I intend to do. You know, gluten. Man, if you read that book, Wheat Belly by Dr. William Davis, you realize that I'm not believing it's an accident.
No.
You're not going to tell me that they took this plant and turned it into a 3-chromosome plant, which is largely what it is today. And then it has this gliding protein in there that your body doesn't even know what to do with it. But when you get off the gluten, you find out that you have things operate a lot better. And then all of a sudden, let's say you accidentally eat some or it slipped in on you and you didn't know about it. You will know immediately because you're going to be probably running to the bathroom if you're like me.
Right.
And so when you get off of it, Dr. Wallach, he's a veterinarian and a naturopath. He says, basically, if you're a person that shouldn't be eating gluten, which is by and large, especially if it's got Roundup or Roundup Ready, whatever sprayed on it, which is almost certainly going to be the case, that your intestines, if they were to look at your intestines, it looks like you've been eating poison ivy.
Right.
And then, but the cool thing about it is they fix themselves in just days. So if you can just lay off of it, you'll be shocked at how much better everything else operates. So in the new year, everything we talked about, y'all, I was already doing the cold showers, all that stuff. The only thing I didn't have right was my diet. So now I'm going to get that back in order. And right off the bat, there's going to be no sugar. So here's how I got it planned out. This first week is going to be no sugar, no gluten. And this is Monday, right?
Right.
Yeah. No sugar, no gluten this whole first week. Next week, I'm going to knock out. Then I'm going to lean back on the carbs that I'm taking in because I can eat rice and potatoes and stuff like that. I'm going to go way down on those after this first week. And then I'm going to start physically working out. And all the other things I'm telling you I'm doing, here's the crazy thing about it. Prior to me doing the deep breathing, the meditation, the cold showers, I would feel like absolute garbage. Nothing would work right. Here's how I know it's going to be off the chain. And I told you this yesterday, is I should feel absolutely awful with the amount of sugar and everything. Cause I know what that feels like.
Well, and also for me, sugar, if I eat it like too late in the day, I can't sleep. I have trouble sleeping. So did it affect your sleep?
The point I'm trying to get at is that I know the baseline of how I feel whenever I eat those things. And I haven't felt that way. And the only thing I can attribute it to is the grounding, the deep breathing, and all the other things. So I'm like, if I feel this good eating garbage, what am I going to feel like when I'm eating the way I should and still doing those things?
Right.
So that's the point I was trying to get to, is that it's not a matter of, I mean, those things shouldn't be there anyway. And then throwing in there on top of it, intermittent fasting, 24-hour fast, 36-hour fast, 48-hour and 72. So if I throw those on top of there, what will it be then? Because last time when I lost all that weight, the last time I wasn't doing any of that stuff except for the fasting.
Right.
I wasn't doing deep breathing, any of that stuff. But like I said, eating the way I have, I should feel like complete garbage, and I don't. And so I'm thinking, okay, now if I just add in good eating habits, and you think about it. There is nothing more liberating than deciding what you will and won't put in your mouth. So right now, this first week, no gluten, no sugar. What are you doing?
Cut out gluten, cut out sugar. I'm not going to cut my carbs, but my protein is going to be about 140 grams of protein a day. That's what I'm concentrating on, because that's the most difficult for me, is getting that much protein in.
Well, why are you doing that? Why are you taking in that much protein?
Well, I think it's just, it helps. Number one, it helps with the sugar cravings, but like if you're lifting weights, I think they generally recommend about a gram of protein per pound of body weight.
Well, that's the cool thing about doing this, is that you find out when you change your meal planning, goes a whole lot easier, at least for me.
Right.
Because it's going to be fundamentally meat, which we got plenty of, and greens, and we got plenty of that. So believe it or not, your life kind of gets a little simplified. And then once you get yourself over into a fat burning and something of a, you know, ketosis kind of, you know, fat burning, it doesn't, I'm saying ketosis, but it doesn't have to be as much as that. You find out that you don't obsess about food anymore once you make that transition. So there's going to be this 3 days of, you know, fighting this whole sugar craving stuff, but I know I'll get past it. And yeah, so that's where we move on from there. So just want to give you a brief snapshot of that. But here's other things that's going to happen in the new year. So I made it very clear that the prognosticators of doom out there, and there's no shortage of them. I mean, you got people that used to do homestead stuff, and now because they know the algorithms favor them, they do the gloom and doom just to try to put butts in seats and all this other stuff. Look, it's probably you're going to see some things you've never seen before in this year. Look, I'm going to keep it real. No doubt about it. Okay, I'll put it that way. So one of those things I'm preparing for, and it's something we always prepared for from the time we even got into this game, and that's in food preparation. So the freeze dryer, not everybody has one. I get it. And if you can get one, it's going to save you. Yeah, they're not cheap. But once you get one, here's what you realize, is that when you look at what it costs to buy prepared freeze-dried meals.
Yeah, they are extremely expensive.
Very, very, very expensive. And even though the cost of that freeze dryer, I don't know, when we bought it a while back, what was it like? I don't know, close to 3 G's.
Probably.
Yeah, somewhere around there. And I'm looking at how much food we put back with that thing. I would have spent probably $10,000 so far on food that doesn't taste anywhere near as good as the stuff I'm making.
Right.
Because I know I can put the highest quality stuff in there. I know that I can make all of them gluten-free if I want. I know that I can make them, I can, and it's a really good way to get rid of some of the stuff in the freezer. It's also, if the lights go out, EMP does happen. Okay, well, this freeze-dried stuff has everything in it. I don't need to prepare anything. Like, what did I just make? I did Spanish rice the other day, but put a ton of meat in it. I know Spanish rice doesn't typically have meat in it, but it does in this house. And then today I made, I've been doing it so much, I don't even know.
Did you make chili?
Yeah, it was chili. Now, when you do that, just a little side note, y'all, before you put it on the trays to put it in that freeze dryer, you want to kind of get it solid a little bit, you know, and then stick it in the freeze dryer.
So just like cook the water off. Is that what you're saying? Cook a lot of the moisture off?
No, basically before you stick it in on the trays in the freeze dryer, don't put it on the trays hot because you're going to have to chip it out of that pan. But if you can take it in there, kind of let the chili kind of set up, put it in your fridge overnight, then stick it on the trays and stick it in there. So it's things like chili. And then, you know, other things that you can sit here, Chinese, right? I mean, it doesn't even matter. All this stuff is a really, really great time to get ahead of that this time of year. Like I said, not everybody can get a freeze dryer. But if you can, it is probably one of the best investments beside that wood stove down there.
Yeah, that was the best one.
Yeah, that was number one. Number two, right behind it, is without a doubt the Harvest-Rite freeze dryer. I'm not saying that just because we got a link down below. If you want to help us out and go get one, yeah, use our link that we have down below. It helps us. But I'm saying that to say that I kind of been slipping here lately, but I'm going to force myself at least 3 times a week to get some meals put back, complete meals. Now, yeah, you can do that where you just do a bunch of ground beef and stick it in there. And then I got to thinking about it. I'm like, hold on. When I get into this stuff, I am not trying to construct a meal. I want it ready already.
Just put water on it and eat it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea of just putting eggs in there, yeah, that's fine if that's what you want to do. But why not make a hash or something out of it and then have everything in there? And I'm thinking, okay, how would I want to do this? Well, that's what I've been working on. And I'm going to continue to work on it 3 times a week. I'm going to have that freeze dryer going. That's one of my goals in this new year. So we were religious about that for the longest time. And now I'm going to get back on it. So that's another thing in the new year. Education. This list could be very, very long. I'm saying this, and the reason why we're talking about this is that it may spur ideas in you or some direction you may want to go. So education for us, obviously, we got the YouTube channel and we do a fair amount of education on it. Well, part of telling the story better is the editing, which I'm getting into. And I'm going to try, and knowing the editing thing also enables me, I think, to know how better to tell the story.
Right.
When I'm the one sitting here scraping away all the unnecessary things I'm saying in the video, because I'm recording these videos as if I'm talking to somebody, and there's a lot of wasted language. I'm wasting a lot of time when I could be a little more direct and say what it is. And you know what? I could tell the story better. There's a whole lot of YouTube so-called homestead channels that have a ton of subscribers just because they have good videos, but their content isn't necessarily what I like.
Right.
But they have a really good constructed, manicured video. It's like Don King said, look, it's not about the subscribers. Let me just tell you that right off. I mean, I wouldn't say half the stuff I say on there if it was. It's like Don King, the boxing promoter, said, if you don't turn a boxing match into an event, all you have is two fools beating the crap out of each other, which is true. You know, I could sit here and say, but soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east and Juliet is the sun. Or I could say, but soft, what light through yonder window break? It is the east and Juliet. You know, obviously the packaging of one is better than the other. So that's also why you would have better teachers in high school. And doing it from this end of things, I'm realizing I can tell these stories better. And that's where it comes into the education, where I think I can package these things in a more palatable way to be helpful to the folks out there that are needing some of this information. You know, I don't have the highest, despite what some people might think or say, I really don't have the highest opinion of myself. And I'm just trying to get the point, get it out there. And I'm like, okay, I do have a gift for comedy when I want. I do have a gift for other things. I can convey certain information, but I know that I can do it better. And so I'm going to try to start doing that very thing, is trying to be more concise in how I deliver this information. Because honestly, the people that are watching us aren't necessarily the people that are going to tune into another channel because they have little kids or something like that. You know, it may be somebody that's wanting to see that sort of thing, or because they're doing this or that. We're a how-to channel, and that's what we do. And I could honestly tell the story much better than we have, instead of just saying, okay, here it is. Now run with it. It's in your court now. Are there some other goals you have in mind for this new year?
Well, I have the consultant training program that I'm working on. That's my goal, to finish that up as quickly as possible. And then just some business goals that I'm working on that are, just some business goals.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of different things that we're going to be working on, but I wanted to give you some of the highlights there, because I think it was some things that people could take away. And, you know, you don't have to do it the way we're doing it. You don't have to do it at all. But if you do, maybe you want to cut and paste whatever you think is basically what Bruce Lee said in the Tao of Jeet Kune Do: absorb what's useful. And hopefully this has been of some use to you. So, all right, with that said, we're going to jump straight into the Q&A part. Folks, the TexasBoys.com. They got a deal over there, 5% off with promo code PERMA. They got the food forest in a box. It reminds me of a Dr. Seuss thing, Cat in the Hat. Would not eat them in a box, would not eat them with a fox. Yeah, green eggs and ham or something like that. Anyway, Texas Boys got food forest in a box, and they don't throw any cats in there either. So, don't have to worry about the Cat in the Hat showing up in that box. But the food forest in a box, we got them planted down there. And they got other things over there, too. They even sell meat, which you might want to consider right now, clean meat source. They also have honey and a number of other value-added products over there. So go check out the TexasBoys.com. All right, so we're going to get straight into the Q&A. Michelle, what do you got? Got anything handy?
Nope, I have no questions.
Yeah, because she sends them all over to me. So, Steven says, I just picked up my first 5-gallon bucket of fruit scraps from a local restaurant to feed my chickens. You're the man. Thank you very much, Steven. Folks, I mean, this is one of those things in the new year you might want to consider. So many different places out there, and I mean tons of them, would love to give you their stuff. Now, are you going to be able to go to a Walmart, a Super Walmart? Absolutely not. They don't want you to have access to it. A lot of the big grocery store chains, they don't want you to have access to. Some big grocery chains, believe it or not, still have those flip-top dumpsters. And if they know what you do, they'll kind of turn a blind eye and maybe leave it out because they don't want to pick it up and throw it in the dumpster anyway. So you can make these deals out there. You can get a hold of these people. Look, that is a great idea. Kudos to you, Stephen. Honestly, if you had, I remember talking to a guy at one of the local Ingles here. He was telling, it was almost heartbreaking when I asked, I saw him taking all the stuff off the shelf from the dairy section. I said, what are you going to do with all that? He says, it all goes in the dumpster, every bit of it. And he was like, he was shaking his head like, man, it's just such a waste. You know, I mean, there's so many things they throw away. And good night. I mean, as some of the places I've talked about before in the past, they would love to work with you, but they don't know who to go to. So you can be that person. Just go out there. You're going to hear no. Yeah, you're going to hear quite a bit, you know, no. You're going to hear some yeses too. So you're never going to know unless you get out there and try it out. So Anita was asking, what do I need to do to store my bone sauce? So if you want any bone sauce from us, you know where to go at the website. If you don't use it all, you can leave it on the counter if you like, but it's better if you stick it in the fridge. Either way, you're going to develop some white mold on the top of it. It's not harmful for your tree. Don't worry about it. All you got to do is scrape it off and get to the black bone sauce underneath. So it's best if you're going to scrape that stuff off, if you're pulling out of the whatever, you know, get a plastic spoon or whatever, you know, get it out there. If you get a little bit on your tree, it's not a big deal. As soon as it hits the sunlight, it's not going to be a big deal. So yeah, that's one cool way to store your bone sauce. So look, I know it's a holiday week for a whole lot of people right now. There was somebody, I don't know that I should say his name, but he reached out a little while ago saying, and I really wanted to address this last broadcast, but I didn't get into it. Let me say it this way. There's a lot of people that are coming to the realization that a lot of these YouTube channels are frauds. And one guy that reached out was Daryl, really awesome dude. And there's been others as well. And it's funny that it all, because I wrote back and said, hey, he wrote regarding a particular channel. And I was like, well, I don't really keep up with them, but, you know, something happened. I mean, that they revealed themselves and they didn't go into it, but basically, how do I say this without saying who it is, but look,
they're just not who they see, who they present themselves to be.
Right. Right. Now those people exist. And, you know, it's really awesome when I look at the relationship I have with some of the ones you've seen me talk to or talk about. You know, I know Ben and Denise are real over at Renewed Homestead. I know Jason at So the Land is real. I know the Holler Homestead. They are real. These are people I've been to their place. They're not hiding anything. They're very frank. And they tell you their successes. They tell you their failures. And those are real people. But yes, some of these others, I'm not going to say any names or anything, but people I think feel deflated when they meet these people or they find out what's under their fingernails and they find out that they're more polished than spit and more glitter than grit. And it's kind of disheartening to a number of people out there. And it's like, well, here's what I'm trying to get at. Don't give up. Because there are those of us out here who aren't necessarily, you don't know us as much. You don't know what we're doing, but hey, at the end of the day, you're going to have this no matter where you are. There's a lot of people, I'll put it this way. It's like when I worked in the media in terrestrial radio. Folks, I'm here to tell you that most of the stories, even locally, that you hear are just manufactured. They're not even true. They're twisted. I know, I've been in the newsroom in more than one place. I see how these things unfold. But it's not licensed for you to go out there and give up or just say, okay, forget it. I'm just not going to pay any attention. No, go out there and find the people that are doing what you think ought to be done. Go out there and find the people who are putting in the work and doing these things and trying to convey that. Some are homestead entertainment channels, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that sort of thing. But some of these folks that pretend, there are those that do photo ops. They don't actually do their own chores. They got a group of people that come out there and do it for them, and they come in for the photo op. Yeah, those people exist. I'm not going to say who they are, but I think many people can kind of read between the lines. at the end of the day, is the information they provide solid? Some of these people, well, one of them in particular, were living literally almost in a feedlot and were selling themselves as experts. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of frauds out there, but don't let it put you down, especially in this new year, y'all. There are some, I mean, and I know there's some good ones out there. I know there are some other really good ones out there as well. But like I said, some of these folks I do know, there are real people out there. I know them, and they are what they say they are. And there's some out there, some of the really, really, really popular ones maybe. You'll have to do your own digging and find that out for yourself. But generally, yeah, there's a lot of people that aren't what they say they are. But don't let that be the reason you give up in this space. There are those of us out here that are getting it done and are trying to get it done. And of all times to give up, this is definitely not it, because your family needs you. You know what? You need you. I need you. Everybody in this space, we all need each other in this space. So when you come across a couple of these stinkers out there that aren't exactly, it's, you know, I've been really critical in the past, and I guess that's why people are telling me, because I've done videos on the people that were selling fear, and I've done videos on the people that are, well, I won't go into it now, but.
Well, it's disappointing. It's disappointing when these people, you think they're a certain way, and that your goal to live as they, portray themselves. And then when you find out that that's not the case, it can be a little deflating, but not everybody is like that. There are people that are who they say they are. They're doing the work. You just have to let those ones go and focus on the ones that you can trust, the ones that are doing the work.
Right. Part of the reason I wanted to go down to Deep South Homestead was because I had a hard time believing that two people did all that work until I saw it from my own two
eyes.
And they eat all the food that they raise.
Right, right.
I mean, these people are legit. I went down there and I was like, there is no way these two are doing it. And it's astonishing how much they get done. But they actually do it.
And they tell you when something is not working, or when something didn't work out, or when they're having a hard time. Like, they don't hide that stuff.
Yeah, but there's a number of others out there that are. You know, they may pretend that they live in a particular house, or this is the lifestyle they have. And then meanwhile, you know, if you catch them on the right day, they're probably sitting underneath the golden arches. I mean, I mean, the truth is that happens. But I mean, there's a whole lot of people. The reason I'm spending so much time on this is because I've gotten this question more than once, and I felt like I had to address it. Look, y'all, just because these people aren't what they say they are, there's a fair amount of us out here that are actually doing it, and we're trying to pass it on. And that's part of why I want to improve the way I'm educating, whether in YouTube or whatever the case. You know what? I can package this stuff better, that makes it more palatable, where I can get more to the point, where I can make it a little bit more entertaining. And that's part of what I want to do, is to try to convey the message better than I have been. Because I look at myself and I hate doing it. I hate nothing more than listening or watching myself. Nobody ever wants to do it. But you got to do it, because I'm doing the editing. So it's not like before, where I can put out the video, William does the editing, and I don't have to see what I'm doing necessarily. I used to do it early on to see if I'm getting it right or wrong. Because when you speak extemporaneously in front of a camera, you tend to forget things. Or maybe you didn't say it right, or it didn't come out right. And then after a while, I'm like, dude, I don't even want to watch me. So, you know, or you don't like the sound of your voice, whatever the case may be. So we're going to find better ways and modalities to educate and do all these things better, y'all. That's what we're going to try to do in this new year. And yes, not even going to sugarcoat it. This is likely going to be, how do I say this nicely and politely? Well, I don't know that there is a way. It's going to be rough. We're probably looking at a rough few years coming up. That's why I'm talking about preparedness. That's why I'm talking about, look, all of this means nothing. That's why I started with the health part of it. Because if at the end of the day, if you can't physically do the work that needs to get done, then what good is any of this? So don't worry about doing all the other things 10 steps down the line. Start with your health. Try to do these easy, simple healing modalities, and let me know how they work out for you. All right, y'all. Hopefully this was a blessing to you. Until next time, stay alert.
Stay alive. I'm talking saucy. All they want to build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. The kamikaze got me out of body like I'm Goku SS3. They want to push me to the center like a cell. They want to spin up at the center of the next is me. They want me to battle, but I'm a